The early 1990s were a golden era for MTV, with the network riding high on the success of its edgy, animated content. Shows like Beavis and Butthead captivated audiences with their irreverent humor, establishing a blueprint for animated series targeting a young adult demographic. In 1994, riding this wave of success, MTV launched The Brothers Grunt, a show that aimed to capture the same anarchic spirit but ended up becoming one of the network's most infamous failures. This is TV Casualty, The Brothers Grunt. Created by Danny Antonucci, the mastermind behind the cult classic Lupo the Butcher, The Brothers Grunt was an experimental foray into the bizarre and grotesque. The series followed a group of pale, malformed brothers named Frank, Tony, Bing, Dean, and Sammy, who escaped from a monastery-like institution in search of their lost brother, Perry. Their journey involved a variety of odd encounters, with surreal and often unsettling visuals. The show's aesthetic was its most defining feature. The animation style was deliberately ugly, filled with distorted faces, bulging eyes, and a sickly color palette that seemed designed to provoke discomfort rather than delight. Unlike Beavis and Butthead, which paired its crude humor with sharp cultural satire, The Brothers Grunt was much more abstract and relied heavily on visual gags, grotesque physical comedy, and minimal dialogue. This stylistic choice alienated viewers, who found it difficult to connect with the narrative or characters. Critics were harsh in their assessment, often describing the show as off-putting, incoherent, and lacking the charm or wit that characterized its more successful contemporaries. MTV's heavy promotion of the series only heightened the disappointment. Trailers promised a bold new experience in animation, but many viewers tuned out after a few episodes. The negative reception quickly translated to poor ratings, and The Brothers Grunt failed to develop a loyal audience. Despite its brief run, the series has lingered in pop culture memory, often cited as a cautionary tale of how stylistic excess can overshadow substance. In retrospect, The Brothers Grunt can be viewed as a bold, albeit misguided, experiment. Danny Antonucci later found great success with Ed and Eddie, a more mainstream but still highly stylized series that embraced his signature quirky animation without the overt grotesqueness. The Brothers Grunt, by contrast, was a victim of its own artistic ambition, a reminder that not all creative risks find their footing with the audience. Although largely considered a misstep, The Brothers Grunt remains an intriguing artifact from a period when MTV was still willing to take creative risks with its programming. Its failure may have limited its cultural footprint, but for those who remember it, the show remains a symbol of the strange, experimental spirit that defined early 90s animation on the network. Despite its flaws, it carved out a small but enduring legacy as one of television's most unusual animated endeavors.